Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings.
I want to put your hands together. I've asked Pastor Shane to come minister. God bless you, Pastor Shane. The wonderful, faithful man of God. Hallelujah. Son in God, son in the Lord, and you'll be a blessing.
Amen. Are you blessed tonight, church? And I was just thinking now, Pastor Johnny, how wonderful it is just to come out here and minister. And, you know, truly being a son of the house, I love DCC. This is my home. This is my church. I don't see myself ever being anywhere else. I love Pastor Johnny. He's my father in the spirit. And I love, he's always, you know, sometimes he blesses you a lot in what he says, encouraging. But there's also times he whacks you a little bit. And that's what fathers do. Fathers chastise, but because they love you. Amen. So you must know that when you're getting chastised, God loves you. Amen. And I want to just, a word that God gave me for tonight is I want to talk about pressing on to perfection and pressing on to the promise. And I want you to know that you know, in the kingdom, you know, the Bible says that Jesus says that the least shall be the greatest. Amen. But in terms of character, we always press to the highest mark. Amen. We don't stop at the least. But in terms of character, we press on to be the best we can be. Amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and Paul speaking, he says, our prayer is for your perfection. And in verse 11, he says, aim for perfection. Come on, tell your neighbor, aim for perfection. That is the place that we aim for. We aim for perfection. We don't aim low. We aim high. Amen. And 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 tells us that God wants us to be presented, the Bible tells us, as a pure virgin to Christ, or a perfect virgin, or somebody who's been perfected. So he's telling us in the scripture, Paul speaking again, that we ought to aim high. Amen. There's a perfection that God wants for you and I that is beyond your current level of thinking. Amen. Some of us are thinking of in a certain way. We think that this is where, you know, because we only think at the level we're at. But God wants you to think beyond that thinking. He's seeing you as somebody who's better than what you are right now. He's seeing you as somebody who is an overcomer, even though you're dealing with some stuff right now. He's seeing you as somebody who's being perfected, even though you don't feel perfect at times. But God is working on you. You are in the process of perfection. Can you get an amen? And the Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27 declares that Jesus desires to present the church, that's you and me, come and tell your neighbor that's you, to himself as a radiant church. And the Bible says, without stain or wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless. Don't settle for a lower level than being holy before God. Don't settle for the belows. Don't settle for the just enoughs. Because God wants you to be here in that place of holiness. Because even Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48, he says, be perfect therefore as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's the highest target we can aim for. It's the place that Jesus says we must strive for. He says, don't settle here in the things that just happen. Because some of us can settle in just as life is happening. I'm getting a few knocks here and there. Maybe it's my lot in life. God says, no, I want you to aim for the high places, not for the low things, not for the mediocre things, but for the high places tonight. Can I get an amen? Amen. Even the fivefold ministry, as much as it's here to equip the saints for the building of the church and the work of God, in the latter part of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13 says that you must attain the whole measure and the fullness of Christ. Because you got to understand that Christ was perfect, and that is the standard that God is setting us up for. He wants us to attain the whole measure and the fullness of Christ. He's telling us that we need to press on to perfection. Amen. And in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 12 to 15, and Paul's speaking, and Paul's, when he begins this part of the letter, he talks like many of us would be speaking like about ourselves. He says, not that I have attained perfection. Not that I'm there. How many of you are not there yet? Can I get some hands tonight? How many of us are we in the process of God working on us? And he says that I've not attained this perfection. I've not gotten there yet. He says, not that I've been made perfect already. But he says this, but I press on. Come on, tell your neighbor, press on. I press on to perfection. I press on to what God has in store for me. I press on to be like Jesus. I press on to be more like him tonight. Amen. And he says, but I press on to take hold of that which God is, that Jesus Christ has already took a hold for me. In verse 13, he says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it, but one thing I do. He says, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. This walk is about pressing towards what God has ahead of us. We forget the past life. We forget the things that have gone under the bridge already. We forget those things that are behind us. And we strain ahead. And we press on to what God has in store for us. We press on to what Jesus is like. We don't worry about what has gone past already. We don't worry about the old life, the old friends, the old things that have gone already. But we press on to what God has in store for you and I. Can I get an amen? In the King James, it is pressing towards the mark of the high calling. That high calling for you and I is holiness. Don't settle for anything less than holiness tonight. A call to God inspires gifts and ministries. It's not just about, you know what, I can pray. God wants more than just I'm able to pray. God wants more than I'm just able to. He says, if you don't know how to pray, to pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Begin to learn. Begin to work that in the spirit. Press on to be able to speak in tongues. Press on to be able to lay hands and heal people. Press on to be able to speak the things of mysteries of Christ. Press on to prophesy. Don't settle with just me, just being a prayer warrior. I want to press on to the higher things that God has in store for me. Don't aim low. I've got to press on to be an ambassador for Christ. I've got to press on knowing that I represent who Christ is. I represent the kingdom. I represent who God is. Too many of us settle for our old character and we don't press on to the new character that Christ has placed on the inside of us. We don't press on to who Jesus Christ has made us to be. Sometimes the old Shane wants to be hanging around the house. Amen. We've got to kick him out. And say, Jesus, you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. I'm going to press on to be more like you. I represent who you are. Amen. And then we are called to be God's sons and daughters. We need to aim to be the very best sons and daughters that God has. We need to aim to be the best of what the kingdom has to offer. We don't need to settle for being slaves in the house. Some of us are sons and daughters in the house, but we still carry on like slaves. We still want to do things and work for the love of God. We want to work for his approval. All we need to do is be sons, be the best sons. Know that this is your house. Know that God has blessed you in this place. He's planted you in this place. And everything that is in God's house is yours tonight. He's not held back anything from you. Amen. Amen. Too many of us choose the pigsty over the palace. There's a palace that God has in store for us. But we want to choose, like the prodigal son, to be in the pigsty. But God has prepared a palace for you and I. A place that Jesus said, I've gone to prepare rooms. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. He's prepared a place for us. And sometimes we get too used to this idea of living the old way. God has prepared a better place for the sons and the daughters of Christ. Amen. We are called to be the light on the world. Don't aim low. Aim high. Tell your neighbor, aim high. Aim high. Come on, look at somebody else and tell them, aim high. Don't go low. Aim high. Amen. And in Philippians 4 and verse 12 to 13 says, I know what it is to be in need. Paul speaking again, locked up in jail, and he says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any situation, whether I'm fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything through him who strengthens me. And the King James in verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. You see, it's in Christ's perfection that I get results in this life. It's when I begin to walk like him, when I begin to talk like him, when my faith is built up to be like his, when I begin to see people the way he sees people, and as I begin to work the things of the Lord, I begin to see the results of the kingdom in this place. Because Jesus came to bring the kingdom to this place, and he begins to bring the kingdom's principle to this place. Giving and tithing is a kingdom principle. This earth believes the more you take is the more you get. But in the kingdom principle, the more you give, the more you receive. Jesus begins to bring the kingdom principle to earth. And the more we walk like Jesus, the more kingdom results we get in this earth. If you are in need, whether you are hungry, whether you are struggling, whether you're dealing with obstacles, I can see kingdom results in this place. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't aim low. The strength of Jesus is on the inside of you and I. I don't have to aim low. I can aim high. The power is behind me to reach the high places. Come on now. Whether I'm struggling with a habit, Jesus gives me the strength to overcome. You don't have to be struggling with cigarettes. You don't have to be struggling with alcohol. Some of us, we settle, well, I've been smoking. My grandpapa used to smoke, and his papa used to smoke, and my daddy used to smoke, and now I'm smoking. It's just the habits of the family. No, you can break free in Jesus' name. You can declare yourself free because you don't have your papa's strength behind you. You don't have your grandpapa's strength behind you. You have the strength of Jesus behind you. Come on. You don't have to struggle with relationships. Amen. Jesus will give you the strength to even restore the broken relationships that are behind you. You don't have to go and try and work things out. Whether you're going through depression or despair, you don't have to accept it because his joy will be your strength. Amen. Whether you're struggling financially, emotionally, or spiritually, you don't have to settle for getting by. Some of us, we're like, well, I've been in debt for so long. Edgar's account is never coming to an end. I've been paying for so long. And every time it comes low, I need to buy more clothes. And I've got to make it, like what Pastor Johnny was talking about just now. We don't have to struggle financially. You don't have to be in a place of poverty. You don't have to be there because your parents have been there. They struggled, and now you're struggling. You can break that curse in Jesus' name. Amen. Because Christ has broken every curse for you. Jesus will help you to overcome every financial situation. You don't have to settle. Don't take the low road. Don't take the passive road. Don't take the easy road. Don't take the path of least resistance. In fact, any person that's in gym will tell you, the more weight you have on you, the more you're picking up, the more you are straining with, the more stronger you become. Every path of least resistance, the easier it is, the less faith you need. But God wants to exercise your spiritual muscles. Maybe you look at me and say, but Pastor Shane, you need to exercise some other muscles as well. It's okay. But in the spirit realm, I am great. I am mighty. I am strong. I am powerful. I am running with the speed of lightning. When God says go, I go in the spirit realm. Amen. I don't have to settle. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't brag about being the fastest runner when you're running against children. You need Usain Bolt to put yourself up against. I can take Usain Bolt in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Amen. Just need to tie. I can beat him in a race. Just tie his feet or something. Put someone on his back. I'll beat him. Amen. Don't become a pessimist. You know what? God's plans for you are plans for good. That to give you a hope and a future. You see why we don't get so many amens? That a lot of people stop believing that for a while. How many of you believe that God has a great plan for you? How many of you believe that God has a hope for you? A plan for a future for you? Come on, if you believe that tonight, give God a mighty hand tonight. Don't aim low. Come on, you need to believe that God has a great plan for you. His plans are better than your plans. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is the one that's given me strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know the thing is in 1 John 2 and verse 14 says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you. And you have overcome the evil one. You have overcome every devil. You have overcome every spiritual battle. You have overcome every powers and principalities you're dealing with. You have overcome it. You are a devil defeater. Don't settle for a truce with the devil. You know, sometimes when you're fighting, when you were small, and your boat gets tired, you and the other guy, and you're like, okay, let's just call it quits. Let's just stop. Let's just take a break. We both finished. You know what? Too many of us call a truce with a battle that we've won already. Too many of us have said, no, devil, we call it a truce. We call it quits tonight. But God has called you to be an overcomer. God has enabled you to be an overcomer. A devil whipping, darkness destroying, principality punching, giant slayer. That is who you are. You are strong in the Lord. Satan was defeated at Calvary. You don't have to even fight him. Before the bell ever went ding ding for round one, he's laying on the floor because Jesus has defeated him. You don't have to, you just have to show up. Just show up to the fight. Amen. Just be there. Don't accept anything less than a victory in Christ Jesus. Everything you're facing right now, you must understand that Christ has given you the victory. In Psalm 60 and verse 11 to 12 says, and God speaking, he says, give us aid against the enemy. Actually, David speaking and speaking about God, he says, give us aid against the enemy. For the help of man is worthless. How many of you have been to people and you find that their help to be worthless? Found their help to be, you ask for help in your most desperate time. In the most desperate time, you're like, can I just borrow something to borrow 50 rand for tonight so I can have something? And you found that the people who you thought that were going to come through for you didn't come through for you. And David comes to the same sentiment, or the writer of Psalms rather, of this psalm, said for the help of man is worthless. And verse 12 says, with God, we gain the victory. With God, he has given us the victory. With God, come and tell your neighbor, with God, he's given us the victory. He will trample down our enemies. With God, we gain the victory. Come on, don't expect anything less than a victory in your life this tonight. Don't expect anything less than the fulfillment of God's faithful promise. Expect victory and not defeat tonight. Expect health and not sickness tonight. Expect answered prayers and not continual disappointments. You got to expect it tonight. Amen. If you prayed for a BMW and you get a beach buggy, that is not what you prayed for. There's still a pursuit of the BMW. It's expecting God to bring the fullness of it. If you prayed for your body to be completely healed and you've still got a pain in your left toe, you're going to say, no, Lord, I won't accept the pain in my left toe. I want the complete healing tonight. Must be complete. Come on, finish the healing. Complete the healing. Walk it right through. I expect blessings and not curses. I expect to be able to live a godly life and not a constant failure. Because some of us have been through some mountains of failure. We disappoint ourselves because we're not living up to what God is expecting us to live up to. And we beat ourselves up about it. But all you've got to do is rely on Jesus tonight. Amen. Amen. A godly life is not out of reach. It is not far-fetched. You know what? Some people say, well, I'm just a sinner, and that's just the way it is. No, I'm not going to accept anything less than the holiness of God, the goodness of God, the perfection of God tonight. I will not accept defeat anymore. Hallelujah. Expect to defeat the devil, not to be defeated yourself. Because some of us, we give up, we throw our hands up in the air, well, this is too much. I can't deal with this anymore. I can't go through this anymore. We've been here before. And we say, look, well, I can't, it feels like I'm losing this battle. How many of you have heard those, I feel like I'm losing this battle. I feel like I'm in a losing fight. But I'm going to tell you something. God has given you the victory. He's caused you to be an overcomer. He's called you to be someone who is more, actually just not just an overcomer, more than an overcomer. Come on, look at someone and say, you are more than an overcomer. You can expect to overcome depression and hopelessness and bad habits and become a victor in Christ Jesus. With God, we gain the victory. Don't aim low tonight. Press on to perfection. Aim on to the high things tonight. Aim on to the perfect things tonight. Aim on to be like Jesus tonight. Don't aim to be like your neighbor or your friends around you or what your parents were. Don't aim to be like that. Aim to be like Jesus tonight. He was perfect. He was good. He was righteous. Amen. Aim. Aim high. Aim high. Come on, tell your neighbor, aim high. Amen. Number two, press on to the promise. Don't settle. And in Hebrews chapter 11, speaking about Abram, in verse 8, it says, it was by faith that Abram obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land where God would give to him as his inheritance. And he went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was a foreigner living in a tent, and so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. And here's Abram that has been given a promise. How many of you have been given a promise tonight? You know that God has a promise for you. You know that God has greater things than what you can even imagine tonight. We've been given a promise, a promise to be blessed, a promise for increase. You know that the promise of God is to be completely whole and made well. We understand that the promise of God is for us to function as kingdom ambassadors and to be those who represent Him and to be more like Jesus. That's within the promises of God. And we know that the promises of God is to be greatly blessed, not just blessed, greatly blessed. But sometimes when you're walking in it, you don't see the blessing right now, right here where you are. You don't see the blessing in this place that you're at right now. And like Abram, you see what God, the Bible says, that Abram entered the promise. But even when he entered the promise, he didn't carry on like, oh, now he doesn't need the Lord anymore. The Bible says he still lived there by faith. And that's actually the true test for somebody, if the promise is going to possess them or they're going to possess the promise. Because you can either possess the promise or you can be possessed by the promised. Because as soon as some people come into a blessing, it's like, oh, well, now I don't need the church anymore. I'm rolling like that. I'm still waiting for somebody, because I've heard people say, well, when I win the lotto, I'm going to do this. I'm still waiting for the church. Pastor Johnny, do you know any lotto winners that have blessed the church yet? I'm not sure yet. I have not heard any of that. Because that exposes the heart. Finances really exposed the heart. And yes, Abram, he enters into the promise. And we see him in the land where God has brought him to be. And he's still living by faith. He's still living as if he needs to obtain the fullness of the promise. Amen? Things weren't just handed to Abram. He had to pursue the promise. It wasn't just an easy walk. You know, some of us, like Pastor Johnny said, when you come to church, it wasn't just easy for everybody. Because God wants to work your faith. He wants you to be perfect. He wants you to be strengthened. He wants you. You know what? When the Israelites came out of Egypt, God, the Bible says that they could have went a two-week journey, which was easier and quicker. But God needed to do something in them before He takes them to possess the promise. Come on. And the greatest determiner of success is not what direction you move or where you go or where you've been, but rather who you allow to move you. If God has spoken to you, if God has declared it to you, if God has says you must move, then you move. And yes, Abram, God calls him. We all know the story. God calls him out of his home and he says, come on, I need to show you a land. I want to show you a place. And Abram heard from God. A lot of people short-circuit the plan for God's life because they didn't hear from God and they run somewhere to do something that they think is a quick fix to their problems right now. Amen? If you want to go quickly, you can go alone. But if you want to go far, you need to go with God. Amen? Don't make short-term, rash decisions and you end up with long-term problems. And yes, Abram, he's called out, God says, I've got a promise for you. I've got a promise for you, Abram. I need you to come out of where you are. Come out of the place that you are living at right now. Abram went and he was focused. He didn't allow things to the left or right to derail him. And I'm going to close with this tonight. But I want to share something with you that I found quite profound with Abram's story. Is that before Abram was his father Terah. T-E-R-A-H. Not the terror that flaps by the night. It is the terror. T-R-E-A-H. And before Abram, there was his father Terah. And Terah had three sons. Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And the Bible tells us that Haran dies in the Ur of the Chaldeans, the land where they were born, the land where they came from. And in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, it says this: one day Terah took his sons Abram and his daughter-in-law Sarah and his son Abram's wife, which is Sarah, his grandson Lot, which is Haran, the late son's child, which is Terah's grandson. And they moved away from Ur of the Chaldeans, and he was headed for the land of Canaan. The Bible says that Abram's father was heading to the promised land, which was Canaan. But they stopped at Haran and settled there. Haran means mountain. It was a place that he was facing a mountain. And I don't know what the mountain was. It doesn't, you know, what kind of mountain it was. But if I can imagine the thoughts that were going in Terah's mind, maybe it is that there was the disappointment of where he comes from. Maybe it was the fact that he had lost his son, the memories or the old friends that were behind him. He knew he was going towards a promise, but behind him was the problems. Behind him was the disappointments. Behind him was the issues of life. Behind him was his idol worship. And he comes to a place halfway between the promise and what was behind him. And he settles in the middle of that place. One foot in the promise. One foot in the things of this world. In the things of the past. And he settles there. He settles in that place. Facing a mountain. And so many of us are like that. We come to a place where we know there's a promise ahead of us. And we come to a place where we realize that I have to leave things behind. I have to leave things behind me. I've got to press forward. But then it's like, okay, I'm going to find a place halfway and I'm going to settle there. Wherever you settle, if it's between the promise and where you come from, there is nothing there. You will not inherit the promise. I'm not going to settle for second best tonight. I'm not going to settle for good enough. I'm not going to settle for close enough. It was Abram's father. I'm not going to settle where my parents settled. I'm going to press forward towards the promise tonight. I'm going to press forward to the things that God has in store for me. I'm going to press forward for the promise of God tonight. I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm going to press into the things of God tonight. And then I look at Jesus' story. You know what? Jesus could have settled. The Bible says the devil comes and meets him in the desert. And in the desert, he says, turn this rock into bread. And Jesus could have settled his empty stomach with some bread right now. But he would have lost the promise. And the devil takes him and takes him to the top of the temple. He says, why don't you jump from this? Everyone will know you're famous. Everyone will know you're a man of God. Everyone will know how great you are. And Jesus could have settled for being famous. But he lost the promise. And then the devil takes him to the highest peak of the mountain. I'll give you the kingdoms of this earth. And Jesus could have settled for having the entire earth. But you and I would have still been in bondage. He says, I'm not going to settle for that. I'm going to press forward to the mark. I'm going to press forward to the promise. I'm going to press forward for what God has said I must do. I'm not going to settle in this place of disappointment and shame and discouragement and halfways and not attaining the promise. I'm not willing to settle for that. I'm going to press forward to what God has in store for me tonight. It's not about today. It's about the tomorrow. It's not about this generation. It's the next generation and the generation to come. I'm not going to settle here. I know that God's going to use me mightily. I'm not willing to settle for what the enemy has going to offer me if it's less than what God has promised me. I will not settle. Don't settle short of the promises. Don't settle for, you know what? There's so many of us, we know that God has planted us here. We know that God has placed us here. But then there's a promise somewhere else that the enemy has offered. I'm going to give you this and give you that. God is saying, don't settle. Press forward. Grow right here. Grow in the things of God. Stay in the place you're growing. Don't be moved by another promise. Don't take on a beach buggy when I promised you the BMW. Don't take the less than tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. If there's a mountain you're dealing with tonight that's ahead of you tonight, if there's some things you're facing tonight, God is saying that He's given you the power to overcome, to go past it. The promise is ahead of you. Abram, when God said to Abram, Abram, I want you to step out from where you are. Abram stepped past the mountain. He went round the mountain. He knew there's a promise ahead of him. He's not going to settle where his father settled. He's going to press forward into the promises of God tonight. Come on, can I get an amen tonight? Don't settle. Come on, can you stand with me tonight? We're not going to settle tonight. Hagi, how the song goes? I've seen you move. I've seen you move. You move the mountain, and I believe. I've seen you do it again. You've made a way where there was no way. And I believe, I see you do it again.
I see you move,
I see you move
the mountain. And I believe, I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe, I see you.
For some of you in this place tonight, you've been facing some mountains, been facing some disappointments and discouragements and some issues tonight. God is saying to you, don't settle where you are. Don't stay in the place of the halfway. Don't settle for less than perfect tonight. Don't settle in that less than place, that mediocre place. Aim for the best you can be tonight. Aim for the highest place tonight. Aim for the things of the heavens tonight. Aim to be like Jesus tonight. In Jesus is the promise tonight. Don't go halfway for Jesus. Don't settle in that place of halfway tonight. Don't be in the old place and try and be in the new place. God has a lot in store for you. But you got to decide today. Today is today, Lord. I'm going to press into perfection. I'm going to press into the promise. I will not be delayed anymore. I'm going to do what you have called me to do. I'm going to go where you have said I must go. And I believe your word tonight. And if you've been dealing with some things tonight, some discouragement, just where you are, just lift your hands. We're going to pray for you tonight. I thank you, Father, for these hands, oh Lord, that have gone up, Father God. You know their hearts, oh Father God. You know the things they've been going through, Lord, the mountains they've faced, the Aran they've faced it, Father God. They faced, Lord. And I thank you tonight, Lord, that Father, you will cause them to see the promise beyond the mountain, Father. You would cause them to see your hand, Father God, above, Lord, what they're seeing right in front of them, Father God. And we bless them tonight, Father God. I thank you that every person tonight will step into the promise, Father. Step into the great things you have ahead of them, Father. Step into their purpose, Father God. Step into righteousness, Lord. Step into perfection, Father. I thank you for every person who is aiming high and not aiming low tonight, Father. And we bless you tonight, Father God. in that wonderful name of Jesus. And everybody would say, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a few moments tonight. With every head bowed in this place and every eye closed tonight, and you've come into this place tonight and you're saying, Pastor Shane, I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior tonight. I still feel the weight of guilt and shame and condemnation. And I don't know if I'm saved or I don't know if I've been set free. I don't know if Jesus is my Savior tonight. But I want to be sure tonight. I want to make sure that I'm serving Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus tonight. I know there's a promise in serving Jesus, but it's all about Jesus tonight. I can't do anything without Jesus. I can't take on anything without Him. I can't defeat devils. In fact, I'm facing so many things that I don't know which way to turn. My friend, I want to tell you that Jesus will set you free tonight. He'll defeat every enemy in your life. And He will cause you to be a person that is holy before God. And He will cause you to be righteous before Him. All your sins will be washed clean and washed away. But you've got to place your faith and your trust in the Lord tonight. And if that's you tonight, you say, Pastor Shane, I want to know this, Jesus. Just all over this place, wherever you are, just want to slip up your hand right where you are. And we're going to pray for you. Thank you, ma'am. I see that hand. Thank you, ma'am. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand in the back. Anybody else? That's me. I want to say yes to Jesus tonight. I don't want to walk out of here still full of guilt and condemnation and the shame. But tonight, I want to be completely set free. Just where you are, slip up your hand and we're going to pray for you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for these hands all over this place. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these lives, Father God. That, Father, you have begun a work tonight, Lord, and you shall complete it, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are setting these lives free right now. For those of you who have lifted your hands tonight, can you take the next brave step for me? Can you stand up and come and join us in the front tonight? And we're going to pray with you tonight. If you want to come and join Him as well, come tonight. This altar's for you tonight. Come, 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 come. Come tonight. Come tonight. Come tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come tonight. Come. If you know you need to be here tonight, come. Come. Jesus is setting people free tonight. If you need to be here, come tonight. Don't go halfway for Jesus. Go all the way tonight. Don't be stuck in that in-between place anymore. But I believe that many people are going to attain the promise tonight. Come, 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 come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel there needs to be a couple more people that need to be here. You're fighting and you're struggling and you know that God's been speaking to you. Don't walk out of here still the same. There's a promise right here, right now, that He can break that bondage of addiction over your life tonight. Don't walk out of here stuck in a place. Stuck in addiction. Stuck, bound to something. When freedom is right here tonight, right now. Will you say yes to Jesus tonight? Will you come tonight? If you know your life's not right before the Lord, you're bound by stuff, you can't come out of it, this is the time, right now. God wants to set you free completely right now. Don't walk out of here still bound tonight. Come. Come tonight. Come tonight. Come tonight. Come. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on, it still needs to be one or two more people. You know, you're fighting. It's the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you right now. Don't walk out of your bound. Don't walk out of your still in your sickness. Don't walk out of here still dealing with things. God wants to set you completely free right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rorobobo sata la baba sete le bebe sotorobo ya. Zekene le bebe sotorobo shiti le bebe sata la baye. Zono lo bobo shine le bebe saha. Come tonight. Come, 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 come. This altar's for you tonight. Come. Zana baba shiti le bebe sotorobo ya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Those of you here in the front with me tonight, I just want to tell you so much right now that Jesus loves you so much. And the things you've been dealing with, you've got someone fighting on your behalf from this day forward. And God never loses. He fights for you. So I want you to just want to lead you in a simple prayer tonight. A simple prayer of faith. I want you to believe in your heart. And I just believe that even as we begin to pray, the addictions, the bondages are breaking right now. Those wounded relationships are being restored. God is really working on those relationships where there's brokenness, where there's people that hurt you and walked away from you. God is really restoring that. I can just see that already. I want you to say this simple prayer of faith to me. Dear Father God, I come to you tonight in that wonderful name of Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and for setting me free. And tonight, Lord, I repent of sin and I turn away from wickedness and I place my faith and my trust in you, Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you for these lives. That, Father, you would cause them, Father God, to be made completely whole, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now that you, Lord, are fighting on their behalf. And I thank you, Jesus, that, Lord, you've wiped away every sin already, Father God. We pray for strength in these bodies, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for their completeness and their wholeness, Father God. Lord, grace upon grace, Father God. And I thank you, Jesus, for you being Lord in their lives, Father God. And we bless you tonight, Jesus, in that wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.